Principles for governing common resources were developed in response to the so-called tragedy of the commons dilemma. This is an economic and social dilemma at which people's short-term selfish interests in depleting a common good, such as fish stocks, forests, or carbon sinks, is competing with the long-term group interests of long-term sustainable use. The ecologist Garrett Hardin described this dilemma using the commonized cost, privatized profits game, which could be applied to managing common forest resources. It would be in the interest of the players only to harvest a sustainable yield of wood, so that the resource can be sustained over a long time. On the contrary, the self-interest of the individual players is to harvest as much as possible in order to make a profit. Consider the process outlined in the systems diagram. The activity of user A to harvest wood decreases the available forest resources, while at the same time adds to his benefits. A's benefits simply encourage more of A's harvesting. The harvest of player A forces other players to harvest more resources to ensure getting some benefit before the resource is depleted. The same sequence is true for the activity of user B. The more forest resources harvested, the greater the results. This leads to an accelerating feedback loop once an over-harvesting process is started, encouraging both A and B to harvest more of the forest resources. Both A's and B's activities combined produce the total activity which is subtracted from the total forest resources available. This total activity of harvesting forest resources continues until the resources are depleted completely, which will not benefit both. What makes this feedback structure worse is that whoever figures out the benefits first wins, because he uses all of the resources before the other has a chance. The structure can end up as all for one and none for all.